All right, Marlon Sanders, welcome to the A-Team call. Today we're continuing our discussion about search engine optimization. And I have a lot of different cool things to show you, tools to show you, and insights. So with that said, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. I'm creating our traffic dashboard, so I've been really delving into search engine optimization because it's pretty complex topic. And so I'm going to go through tools here, show you different things that I've learned, and hopefully you'll get insights into things that can help you get traffic to your sites using organic traffic. You've got the paid traffic is on the one side, the pay-per-click, and then you have your organic traffic. So we're just going to go through tools, we're going to go through insights, and I think this is going to be real useful and helpful to you. All right, so what we're looking at here is a product called Micro Niche Finder, which is a software program. And one of the tools, and I think I've shown this in one of our other webinars, but we'll go through it here, and then we're going to look at some other really neat tools, and you're going to learn some awesome things today. I ran a search here for a broad search on just website traffic, and these are the keywords that come up here. Now, when you run this, I ran what's called OCI here. That's Online Commercial Intention. And that actually is from, I think, MS, Microsoft, I think. I forget who does it. I think it's a Microsoft company. Anyway, what this does is a high commercial intent shows you that the people that search for this phrase has 75% chance of purchasing a product. 12% here is really bad. That means that people that search, obviously free visitors, only 12% of those are probably going to purchase something. So what you will find, and this is interesting, is you can sort here by the OCI. So here, targeted web traffic has a very high purchase intent. Okay, that's why the ad cost, it costs $5.59 a click on Google for this term, targeted web traffic. And you'll see over here, the strength of competition, anything above 30 starts getting a little bit high. I mean, this is, a yellow is real high, red is off the charts. What you'll notice, in general, these ones with high OCIs have a lot of strength of competition. In other words, a lot of competition. But now this one's only a 2. And this is really, see, you can get these things where they're market anomalies. In other words, 75% of the people that search buy targeted web traffic, 75% of them buy. And according to Micro Niche Finder, the strength of competition here is a 2. Now, you've got 370 in anchor links. Let's check our in title and in URL. I enter the CAPTCHA here. All right. So we have 66 in title. So that's only 66 people used targeted web traffic in the title of their page. 67 people use it in their URLs. That's not, on the surface here, a lot of competition. That's why it's just ranked a 2 over here. Now, we're going to go check this out in another tool then, because we think we see an opportunity here. 75% of the people buy. You've got broad searches, 4,400 a month. Let's check exact, which is a better measure of traffic. This Micro Niche Finder is just a one-off purchase, by the way. That's why I like it is, you know, it's not one of these where you got to pay per month. Targeted web traffic, where did that go? It went way down the page. I can't remember if it was targeted website traffic or targeted web traffic. Let's look here. No, see, targeted web traffic is only 23% purchase, so that's not it. Let's see where that was. Oh, it was by, what was it? Okay, let me get let me get back to the broad. By targeted web traffic. There it is. By targeted web traffic. I'm just gonna. By targeted. Here, let me just do it this way. By targeted web traffic. There we go. Exact count. See, that's the problem here. On the exact, it's only getting 260 searches a month, and that's why there's not a lot of competition. Because on the broad, on the broad, it looked like it was getting 4,400 searches a month. But then when you go to the exact, what was it? On the exact, it's only getting 260. And you'll see here, like this one, by web traffic, still a pretty good commercial intent. 2,900 exact searches there. Actually, that's not bad. Maybe we'll look at that one. Am I on exact? Yeah. That's a 13. 2,900 searches there. Now, by web traffic, 5,400 searches. That's crazy. But this isn't bad. 2,900 searches a month. All right. And that's a 13 over here. Let's look at the in anchor count. 485, 252, 131. All right. So 485 in anchor competitors. That's not too terrible. All right. Okay, well, let's look at this one then. Just by web traffic, and let's see how competitive that really is. So we're going to go over here to Market Samurai. Now, your keyword research module here is free, but if you want to do what I'm going to do here with the SEO competition, you have to buy it. But again, it's a one-off thing. It's not like it's not a monthly fee. So that's a pretty good deal if you ask me. But it's called Market Samurai. All right. Let's open a project, and we're looking for what? Buy web traffic was the one. Okay. Haven't done that one, so let's just do a new project. We'll call it Buy Web Traffic. And you go over to SEO competition, generate results. So let's see how competitive this is. Break it down a little bit more. Now, see, these greens are all good. Yellows are a little competitive, and then the reds are like not good, right? But this is backlinks to the page. And then you got to look at the backlinks to the domain because the authority of the domain bleeds over here. And then here's the PR, the page rank of the page also. So we got PR 3322. That doesn't look bad. Backlinks to the page, though. So this tells me that I'm not going to be number one here easily because look, I got to have more than, see, here they've got 1,540 backlinks to the page, but only 1,550 backlinks to the domain. And they're beaten up here because this person's only got 111 backlinks to the page, but look, the domain's got 5,690 backlinks. Now let's just check out the quality of those backlinks. So we click that little down arrow here, and then we're going to do a page rank analysis. All right. So out of those links, what we see here You know, it's only showing 90. Maybe it doesn't spider all of them. It's only showing 99. I thought it said it had 5,040. Now, here is a problem. Look, it's got four PR5 links here. It's got a PR4, PR3. So there's some that PR, these PR5s, that's four, huh? All right. So that's a little bit competitive, and that's really what we wanted to know out of this. And the one crazy thing about Market Samurai, it seems like every time I close these things out, I close out the whole tool sometimes. No, there we go. All right. So see, that's weird because it showed backlinks to the domain. It must have just been showing us backlinks to the page. Okay, that was showing us these 111 backlinks to the page, not backlinks to the domain. Okay, that makes sense then. Let's look here. We got 1,110 backlinks to the page. So when we do this little search here for this one, it should show us then 1,140 links. This just lets you know how much competition you're up against if you really want to drill down on it. Now, there's more. I'm going to show you more than one way to approach the SEO game. But see, the point of this is that over in Micro Niche Finder, you know, this was a green. A 13 is low. Anything under 30 in Micro Niche Finder is considered pretty low. For this buy web traffic. Remember, it was a 13 right here. I mean, that's considered pretty low. Now, here's the reason that it's ranked a 13, and it's an interesting thing. See, only 485 inbound links using the phrase buy web traffic, according to this, 485. So even though we're seeing a whole lot of links here, we're going to check this out. We're seeing tons of inbound links. They must not be using the term buy web traffic as the anchor text. So, and these are all PR zeros. You got, well, a PR4 here, a couple twos, a few ones. But basically, what you've got are all zeros here. So they did directory submissions. See, directory. This looks like directory submission here. Directory. All right. Warrior forum, okay. Directory SEO Supreme. That's probably the directory submission service they used. I don't know, I'm guessing. Yeah. All right. So these links don't have any PR on them. Now let's just do an anchor text analysis and see, did they use buy web traffic? Because our thing over on Micro Niche Finder is saying only 490 inbound links used out of all of them, I think in the top 10 or whatever, used buy web traffic. Let me see if I can get anchor text analysis going here. There it goes. See how many links they used actually used the term buy web traffic. By the way, if you have a question on this, you can go ahead and type it in your questions box. Let me get my questions up over here so I can see them. I may already have a question or two. Okay. Guys, let me answer your questions while this anchor text is running. We just started about 10 minutes ago. What are we covering today? All right, Mike, what we're covering today is we're going drilling deeper into SEO. And here's what we've done so far is I just went to, I'm just covering some tools and some deeper insights into search engine optimization. First tool I showed here is Micro Niche Finder. We did a search for website traffic, I think it was. Website traffic, these are all the results. And it gives you a little strength of competition rating over here. And what we're doing is we found a term called buy web traffic. We looked at the OCI, which is your purchase intent, your online commercial intent. Like 68, I mean 68% of the people who buy, who search on this term right here will buy something, or there's a 68% probability they'll buy. We found a term down here, buy web traffic. That got 2,900 searches, and it has a low strength of competition. And the reason that strength of competition is low is there's only 485 in-anchor text links using the phrase buy web traffic. But we wanted to check that out and really see the strength of competition over here in another tool called Market Samurai. So we drilled down into the links, into the top 10 listings on Market Samurai, and now we're drilling down into the links to see, like, did this site here with 1,000 links use the term buy web traffic? Because according to Micro Niche Finder, there's only 430-something inbound links using that term. That anchor text is really important, because if you have links to your site, I'm using some other phrase other than the one that you're trying to rank for, like this one, buy web traffic. Let's say this guy's links mostly use buy website online traffic, and you come in with specifically buy website traffic on your inbound links, you can beat out those links, because it's relevancy. The match between the inbound anchor text links, the hyperlink to the site on the keyword phrase. If you don't understand this, we've covered this in the last couple A-team calls, some of these other things. I can't always go back and cover all the basics, but they're in A-team. Okay, so we got back here our anchor text. So let's look at the anchor text then, breakdown. And you'll see here what I'm talking about. Yeah, buy website traffic, only 8 of the links here out of all 1,895 links. See, only 8 of them use the term buy website traffic. There's a whole ton of other buy targeted traffic to your website, not buy website traffic. So while there's a lot of links here, these are the, now, the most links had this contextual website traffic, so apparently they were trying to rank for that. Buy website traffic, they got ranked for anyway, even though basically mostly they were targeting contextual website traffic. And for some reason, visit Blue Circle's homepage, 60 links, great. And they got 50 to buy targeted website traffic. Buy targeted website traffic, 50 links. So they were targeting that term. But if we went back over there to Micro Niche Finder, what we see on that is buy targeted website traffic only has 260 searches a month on the exact traffic. It's kind of deceiving, because on the broad, meaning it can be it's not the exact phrase, so you get I can't get back to it now. What you see is it was 4,900 searches on the so it looked like you had a lot of searches. Oh, here it is up here. Buy targeted website traffic, it looked like you had a whole lot of searches, because you got 4,400 here, but that's broad searches. The exact searches are really what's relevant, because that's going to tell you the real traffic that phrase gets. And when we went down here, you see all of a sudden it dropped way down to 260. So that's why this person, you know, got 50 inbound links trying to target it, buy targeted website traffic, but it's a little bit of a waste that didn't really get that many searches. Do you use both Market Samurai, Micro Niche Finder? Did I hear go after nothing above 30 in Micro Niche Finder? Well, I'm trying to present principles here, Mike. There's a ton of different ways to do search engine optimization. I'm going to show you some of those different ways. I'm not giving you an exact step by step, this is how you get ranked today. I think we kind of looked some of that last week. This is just showing you how to use the tools and the principles. There is no right or wrong. There's so many different ways to do search engine optimization, SEO. There's every method under the sun, and every one of them is different. The very first thing you have to do, though, is just learn kind of what you're looking at in the tools and get comfortable with them. Looks like there's opportunity. Yeah, what you're trying to see is just, is there opportunity or not, and how competitive? See, over here, this 13 on Micro Niche Finder for buy web traffic, normally a 13, that means low competition. But the way Micro Niche Finder ranks competition is with these three variables. You're in anchor, you're in title, and you're in URL, and has an algorithm that takes a combination of those. In URL, did they use the keyword in the URL? 131 people did. Is it used in the title of the page? 252 people used the title of the page. In anchor, 485 inbound links used by web traffic in the anchor. And I was kind of questioning that, because over here in Market Samurai, you know, we saw this site had 1,000 links, and I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, maybe more of those links used by web traffic than was being shown in Micro Niche Finder. But then when we drill down into it here, by web traffic, was it by website traffic? It's just by web traffic, isn't it? Let me go look at the exact phrase. So all I'm trying to do here, Mike, is just show you how to use the tools, and then I will show you some courses, some different people's approach to SEO. There's a lot of different systems, and none of them are right or wrong. Yeah, it's just by web traffic. Okay, let's go back to Market Samurai. See then how many in that particular site by web did they even use by web traffic? It's a lot of. Let me just. I can't sort these. Can I sort these alphabetically? No. They got by website traffic, but I just want by. Oh, it did go ahead, I guess, and outdo them alphabetically. They didn't even use the term by web traffic. So they ranked for a term they apparently didn't even use, all right? So they didn't even use the anchor text once. So that means you could easily beat them out, or fairly easily, because they didn't even use that. They got by website traffic, right? Buying website, but they didn't just have by web traffic, all right? And then we looked here. These are all PR0 links here. When you go back up here, most all their links are PR0. None of their other links have much page rank. That means they're not very strong links. So while it looks intimidating on the competition, while that looks intimidating right here, 1,000 backlinks to the exact page, 1,140 backlinks to the domain. So in other words, they got ranked number two here under the term by web traffic, and they don't even have one inbound link using that exact anchor text phrase. That's pretty interesting, don't you think? I think that's pretty interesting. All right. Now, we could drill down here further if we wanted. All I'm trying to do is show you what this tool is and how to use it, because it's nice to use it in conjunction with Micro Niche Finder if you really want to see how competitive something is. Now, there's different approaches to SEO. I'm going to show you about an approach to SEO where, like, no, you just don't care. Like, it, you know, it's like the brute force SEO where you go in there and you're just going to try to crush about everything. That's one approach. Then you got the sniper approach. Let me show you the sniper approach. See if I can get over here. Internet marketing downloads. All right. So see this article right here? I submitted this April 18th. So 4 or 5 days ago, and within 2 days, I was ranked, four, five. I was ranked right here. So I wrote this and we submitted it. Actually, my Filipina submitted it to eZine Articles. You'll see there's my name, Marlon Sanders. See if I've had any views on it yet. Yeah, I got 12 views already. All right. Not world class, but. Now, what you're going for on eZine Articles, by the way, is you want to be here in the most viewed, because then you appear at the bottom of every article in that category is the most viewed. So, like, in this internet and business online internet marketing category, here's the ones that have been most published. Interesting. Maybe the most quality. Here's recent ones. Okay. But then this is the one that's most viewed. Let's see how many times this is. Because if we want to be number one on most viewed, we got to beat this one out. So many times it's been viewed. Holy smokes. 5,689 views. So that's a lot of views to beat out. But if they're getting 5, 6, 8, 9 times, let's say they're getting 20% of those people to go to their website. That's over, you know, 1,100 visitors. I don't know what percentage they're getting clicks. I mean, there's people that claim they get up to 50% clicks, which would be 2,500 visitors. Probably 40%. I know someone who gets 40%. Sean Mize, who's the number one author on eZine Articles, in an interview told me gets, I believe, 40% clicks. That'd be 2,227 visitors, all right? So anyway, the point of that is my little article there, internet marketing downloads. See, I put my keyword there, and then here's the keyword in the first sentence, internet marketing downloads. So you can see I was clearly targeting that, right? Now here's why we're looking at this. I'm here, but I'm not going to go any higher. That's without doing anything else. That's as good as it's going to get. So let's look here at the competition. You do in anchor, colon, quotation mark for the exact phrase. Search. All right. See, you've got 15,400 in anchor links for internet marketing downloads. Wow, that's a lot, because we were just looking over there at web traffic and it was what? Web traffic was 549 or something. Now, the problem is like, this may show a different figure, and I'll tell you why in a second, than Micro Niche Finder. Yeah, see, this is crap. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. Hold on. Buy. Yeah, I just searched web traffic. Buy web traffic. But, yeah, see, this is showing 27,200 in anchor. Go over here to Micro Niche Finder for buy web traffic. Remember? And it showed us 485. Well, Marlon, why does this show 485 in anchor and Google's showing 27,000 or whatever that figure was? Well, here's why. I've been doing a lot of searches on my computer here, my home computer, and I suspect, see, Google's got something like 300 data centers. I forget the exact number. And they could, like, send you to whatever data center they want. I suspect if they see you doing a whole lot of searches and stuff, that they send you to one that maybe gives you false data. I don't know if this is true or not. That may or may not be true, but I trust more these figures here in Micro Niche Finder. From my research, these figures here in Micro Niche Finder are accurate. But just kind of to take some of the another way to cross-validate it, to look at it, we go over here. Let me see if I've done internet marketing downloads or not. I haven't done that one, I guess. All right. So let's do file, new project, internet marketing downloads. SEO competition, generate results. So let's just look at the top 10 here and see why. See, here I am right here. Let's see why I'm not ranked, what it would take to get up to number one. So we've got a PR5 here with 328 backlinks to the page. See, I got zero backlinks to the page, and it's kind of a miracle I'm where I'm at, but we'll talk about it. We'll look at it. Wow. See this one right here? 8,940 backlinks to the page. Are you serial? And look at these backlinks to the domain. So that, see, this domain authority here can bleed over to here. See what I'm saying? That's why it's important to know, though, the in-anchor links. See, backlinks to the page may not be using the phrase internet marketing downloads. It's important to know the backlinks to the page. So let's go over here and search this. I got internet marketing here. Let me open that up and see if I've got internet marketing downloads already spidered here. See, I don't know why that just happened. Well, we'll just do it. Internet marketing downloads. All right. Internet marketing download, but that's not downloads. Interesting. Internet marketing download has got a zero. Let's check the in-anchor on it. 13 in-anchor for internet marketing download? I wonder about downloads, plural. Check the OCI of that. That's the commercial intent. Like, how likely are they to buy something? 34%. But see, here's the thing that you do. You figure, okay, so 34% of these people are buyers. So you only got 140 exact searches times point. So 140 times 0.34 buyers. So that's only 47 real people going there a month. And then out of those, you know, 1% or 2% buy, so that's basically no sales. So that's not that good. What about downloads, though? Let me see if I can sort this by the phrase again. Oh, I know. Let me go over to broad. I think you can't, for some reason, you can't alphabetize on the exact. I think you can only do it on the broad. Internet marketing. Well, see that it's got download, but not downloads. All right. Well, see, the problem is this isn't real. Okay, one of you on the call, go ahead and search this in Google for me on the webinar. I want to see what you get for the in anchor, because I'm getting here 1,980 in anchor for internet mark. So type this in anchor colon. You got to get the colon. No space. No space here. Quotation mark. Internet marketing downloads. Quotation mark. Search it. I get 1,980. Let's see what you all get. I don't have Micro Niche Finder, but I do have Market Samurai. If you send us a link to Micro Niche Finder, I'll order it through your link. I don't even have my affiliate link, Mike. Just go ahead and buy it. You have good on-page SEO and internet marketing downloads, and that's why you are good, yeah. Sometimes I wonder about micro niche finder, SOC of zero. Yeah, none of this is real exact, Ben. But why don't you guys search it, Internet Marketing Downloads, the InAnchor, and tell me what you get. And then zap it back to me in questions. Because I don't know if 1,980 is accurate or not. That's a pretty fairly high count. Ad Labs did list OCI as 0.66, so that was good. All right. Okay. Yeah, check our but check our InAnchor links. Yeah, 66% OCI would be good. Mike, you don't have to own Micro Niche Finder, but I find it gives fairly accurate results, and it's just it's useful to me, and it's cheap. I mean, it's under $100, no recurring billing fee, so it's hard to argue with it. If you're doing SEO, now, you know, you've heard me talk before. The best way you get traffic is with joint ventures and affiliate program and so forth. You know, in SEO, you're kind of in it for the long haul. But if you're doing a blog and you're blogging and stuff, you might as well do the SEO right. I didn't do the SEO right, and it was just kind of a dumb thing to do. All right, so let's go back in Market Samurai. If one of you guys would search that in InAnchor, I'd appreciate it. But let's look here. See, I'm guessing this right here has zero Internet Marketing Downloads, because I got 49 backlinks to the page. How about this one? 49. I'm guessing none of those use the term Internet Marketing Downloads, so let's check it out. Anchor Text Analysis. I'm guessing they're using phrases other than Internet Marketing. I bet they don't have any phrase in there with Internet Marketing Downloads. Oh, interesting, isn't it? So they ranked just using the term Internet Marketing. And everything, all of their list. Hey, I didn't know that you got credit for giveaway of the day. Really? And you get a backlink for it? Giveaway? So you can get backlink ideas. Now, I'm sure those backlinks are probably zero, but I don't know. Let's check them. Let's do a page rank here on them. Then we're going to go on and move on to some other resources and stuff. But I just wanted to show you this. 44 of them are zero. You got 5 ones, 4 twos, zeros. All right. So that's why we ranked above that one, is they didn't even have one for Internet Marketing Downloads, not even one. All right. So anyway, you get an idea of how this works. And a really useful thing to know. Okay, well, where's my... There we go. All right. Oh, Mike got 15,900. Did you do that in quotes, Mike? Because you got to do it. You got to do it like this. 50,900 sounds high. You got to do InAnchor colon quote Internet Marketing Downloads quote. Because I'm only showing 1,980. 15,900 sounds really high. And no space between here, between the quote, the colon, and the quote mark. And 15,900 sounds high. If it is, though, that's a lot of links for a low search term. Internet Marketing Downloads isn't... Let me see what... not sure what our searches are, but it's not the highest search term in the world. All right, let's go ahead and go on to some other stuff. I want to show you some other resources and different approaches to SEO. All right. Some of you may or may not know these, but let's just cover them. InAnchor, Internet Marketing Downloads Quotes, 5,900. Okay, so you got maybe more there than even I showed on my box, so that means it's a little more competitive than I thought. Now, sometimes you could be pulling from one Google data center. I could be pulling from another. Somebody else could pull from another. Google distributes their data, and it's not the same across data centers. Jonathan Leger, he's French.com. He publishes really great SEO case studies. Really insightful, good stuff. Like here, how I got 46 page one rankings in Google in 7 days. He also has software that he publishes, which is why he does these articles, is he's really in the business of selling software for search engine optimization. Here's how he got these rankings. Let's see here. So he did phrases that got between 1,000 and 3,000 searches in Google a month. That's good. Make sure the top 10 currently ranking sites are mostly inner pages from big sites like eZine Articles. Yeah, well, that's not so easy to find. Like, you got to find that by trial and error. There is no easy way, real easy way to find those. Register an exact.com or .net. Build a small five-page site around it. And then get links from his service here, onewaylinks.net. Funny that he would recommend his own service, but all right. But yeah, that's a good method. That'll probably work. So he said he took each domain, registered it, and built a small five-page site. He didn't say anything about the competition other. Make sure that the top 10 pages are mostly inner pages with few links. Well, yeah, but there's not any quick, fast, easy way to find that out. That's what you're trying to do. That's like the point of using micro niche finders. You're trying to find that kind of thing, but it's not always obvious. Like here's three. Competition of three, which is about as low as it gets. 35 anchor links, it says here on what's the phrase. Internet marketing e-commerce. OCI of 66. Like right away, I feel this isn't right. Let me check the actual. See, this is probably real low. Internet marketing e-commerce. All right. Let's check the exact searches. It must be really low exact searches, or there would be a lot of competition for it. I'll tell you that right now. Internet market, it must not be very many searches, like 200 searches or something. Did I get the exact? That isn't. No, hold on. All right, now we'll try it. It's got to be low searches. It's got to be. Because in internet marketing, like, everything easy is taken. Yeah, I'll see 140. So that e-commerce, no, I'm sorry, 390 searches. Yeah, that's probably right. But let's check it. Internet marketing e-commerce. Let's just see over here what it looks like in Market Samurai. So we've got internet marketing register.net. What's the downside of a .net? As far as I know, Andrew, there is no downside. A .net or a .org, if you're doing the SEO, it's all the same. .com, .net, .org. And if the .net or .com or .org are taken, use what's called stop words. A and the. There's different words that Google just ignores. And so you get basically the same thing as if you had just the complete writ word. The having the keyword in the domain is a ranking factor and helps you rank, and I will prove that to you in just a second. Mike says, say that again. All right. Well, first of all, let's look at that, and then we'll go look at domains. Backlinks to the page. See, this is why Micro Niche Finder having the easy way to get the in anchor links kind of helps. Because see, look, I got 8,000 backlinks to the page on Wilson Web. 8,000. But since we already saw the backlinks, the anchor text links are low. This may take forever to spider. We'll see. He must not have any on there hardly at all using this keyword phrase, whatever that was, internet marketing, e-commerce, whatever our phrase was. There's a lot of words, Mike, that Google just ignores. And you can tell because in their search results, when they show their search results, I guess I can't go there while this is running. It'll show the words, and then some of the words will be, I guess, black or whatever. That means it ignored those in the search. When you search phrases, you will see, you can tell which ones were omitted basically from the search. Those are called stop words. Google doesn't take them into account. So you can stick those in a domain. You can usually like the, a, and there's other ones. I forget the other ones. If you search like stop words, domain names or something like that, you can probably find a list of them. I found you can just stick X at the end of a domain and it seems to rank fine. So like I could register internetmarketingx.com. It would be just as good as owning internetmarketing.com. Stop, S-T-O-P, stop words. Yeah, Kent, Ben, S-T-O-P. He's got like 5,000 links to Spider, so this is taking a while. I probably shouldn't have done this. I could cancel it. But he must have not used the phrase at all. I'm not going to wait. That's a ton to Spider. I don't have that much patience. But we can already look at some of the anchor text. Yeah, see, here's all of his anchor text. My goodness gracious. And our phrase was... what was our phrase? Internet marketing e-commerce was our phrase. Internet marketing resource. See, there's not even one using that exact, you know, internet marketing e-commerce. There's not even one anchor text link using it. What he does have is an unbelievable amount of links. Wow. A lot of links. All right, that's Wilson Web. All right, so we got that out of the way. Now, by the way, there's another tool here, SEO Spyglass, that you enter in a term in it and a competitor URL, and then it'll give you the 9-1, the 411, the info or whatever on like the backlinks. So this is instantsalesletters.com, Yannick's site. This is all of his backlinks. You can see which ones are from the same IP address, the domains of the PR, the PR of the domain. So he's got, let's see what he's got here. Wow. Well, it's showing a PR9 for MySpace. I don't think that counts. But Boston.com. See, he's got some high PRs here. Startup Nation. Huh. Wonder how he got those links. It's a 64 on Alexa. Oh, but that's just an article there. It's interesting that it shows up. Well, no, that's about.com. He must be listed in about. Huh. Okay. So those are some really good links that Yannick has on instantsalesletters.com. Interesting. All right. Whoever's doing his SEO was doing a pretty good job on that. Are stop words better than dashes in a domain name? I've also heard not to use more than one dash in a domain name. I don't know, Mike. I'm not the consummate SEO expert. I'm really an affiliate marketing guy. But what I'm trying to show you is just the basics and the research that I've done. But, yeah, when you get into a lot of the little nuances, frankly, Mike, the opinions vary tons. You know, you can go to SEOmoz.org is one of the big sites, but really, you know who I like to listen to because I find him to be no nonsense is Jonathan Leger here. You know, he's real down to earth and practical, and he doesn't have like vested interests. Well, he does have a vested interest in selling his own software, but I find he just does it without all the fluff and the. And a lot of the hype. But again, you got to understand, he is selling his software. He is selling his software. So maybe you don't believe him 100%. But I really like what he has to say. Like, here's what he has to say about linking. Geographic diversity, link text variety, and steady growth. Of course, he's always promoting his backlink sites here, which is fine. He also has a program that does backlinks called WebComp Analyst, and the problem is he did an upgrade on it, and when I upgraded, it made me re-enter my registration code. Yeah, like I have that. All right, anyway, but I like what he has to say. There's SEOmoz.org. Is supposed to be real, one of the real big sites that does all this in-depth analysis of everything, all of these little details and stuff. And they got more information than you can ever absorb about SEO. And they've got good stuff, but, you know, they got all these articles on everything about it. I don't know. Like, some of this stuff gets, you know, they're selling services and corporate consulting, so I don't know how much of a vested interest they have in keeping it simple. They have a lot of credibility, but you got to understand, everyone is going to have a vested interest. You got to understand what their vested interest is. If somebody's selling consulting, they have a vested interest in not making things too simple. Sometimes blog like boston.com do not have the no follow link set on the blog and you can post. Yeah, that could be what he did. Wonder if that's what he did. Very well could have been, yeah. I'm sure Yannick has somebody doing the SEO there for him. If you asked him, he's probably clueless about it. I may be wrong on that point, but I doubt Yannick has any clue. He just hired somebody or asked somebody, more likely doing it as a JV, a joint venture, getting part of the money from it. But I could be wrong on that. I've never asked him about it. I should ask him sometime. All right. So I really like all these articles, like these case studies, niche site case study to Europe. He publishes the best case studies, which I'm sure gets him a lot of inbound links because his case studies are really fascinating here. Now, he's always using his products in his case studies. I mean, this guy's a really good marketer, you know. I like him. I like him a lot. Okay. Now, let's talk about ping.fm, because what happened was when I showed you those articles, we submitted about 5 articles Sunday night. Let me see if I have the phrases here. I better not show you that. I may have passwords in there. We had some other phrases. Only, I think, one of the articles ranked, and it didn't. And so what we did is we went to ping.fm, and after you log in here, not sure my login here. Let's see. I don't know my login. Anyway, it allows you to just send out a little thing to a whole bunch of these sites. It'll send your blurb out about 30, 40, 100 services. So we just sent out a little thing through pingdef.fm saying, because I have all of my sites set up in here, saying a new article has been posted, you know, at this URL. And then that helped get it spidered. But we still didn't make it. Like, I think we did one on internet marketing software. Yeah. And we're not in the top 10, but this is a competitive. I mean, we are there for our website, I think. Was that the term? One of these were listed. Just our article didn't make it there, but, you know, everything was really competitive. Let me see if this is the one. What you do is you put it in quotes like this, and then you can see if you got spidered by Google or not. That may not been my term. I have it in a text. I can't remember my terms I was going after. Yeah, all right. No, I don't have them here. They're in my eZine articles. But anyway, the point of this is they didn't show up. But when we searched them in quotes, after we did the ping.fm, originally they didn't even show up in quotes like this. We did the ping.fm, and then they showed up. Oh, I think it was web marketing software was the thing. That was the term there. After we did the ping.fm, then they did show up. Is it web marketing software? I know we did one of them that was web marketing. Yeah, it's not what I wanted. How did that happen? Web marketing. I don't know. We've done so many things. Let me try web marketing secrets. Maybe that was it. Oh, here it is. Web marketing secrets. There it is. So see, now we're in quotes. In quotes, there's my article. And if you do an article targeting a phrase that isn't hyper-competitive, yeah, you should show up. You should see it in quotes. But now without the quotes, I don't think I show up. Let's check. No, because, see, there's competition here. So then you say, well, what do I do then? Well, so here's what you do. For those of you who hung on this call and you're still listening, this will pay off for you. Go over here to Warrior Forum. By the way, that's Michael Campbell there. You ain't going to get number one away from Michael. Trust me on this. See if we can go over here to Warrior Forum. But I could still get up here if I wanted. Well, why is my internet slow? What you do is you go to Warrior Forum into the services section, and there's people there that will do article marketing for you, all kinds of SEO, submissions, backlinks, everything under the sun. And I bought, I think, for one of these, I don't remember what the domain was, the keyword, just to test it out, I bought one or two of the different services. One of them, they use SENUKE, SENUKE.com is a software program that will do automated stuff where it takes your article and puts it out to Web 2.0 sites so you get backlinks. One of them did a whole bunch of stuff. Stuff I didn't even know what it was, but they were like $50. Okay, I'll try that out and see what happens with it. Maybe Warrior Forum is, either my internet's bad or Warrior Forum is down. Anyway, you just go to Warrior, I wanted to show that to you. You just go to Warrior Forum and you go to the services. And really good way, you know, if you want somebody to do article marketing for you, some backlinking for you, whatever, and you don't want to spend the time yourself, you just go there and you just buy it. And it's not expensive. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 bucks. They'll do a whole, they'll get a whole lot of action going for you. Now, a lot of those, they're doing stuff that's maybe zero or one page rank. So you kind of got to watch that. As you can see on the backlinks, the zero backlinks, PageRank is zero, probably don't. They do a little bit for you, but not a whole lot. You want the higher PageRank backlinks if you can get them. Well, Warrior Forum's not coming up. That was my magic sauce I was showing you to help you out with this. Now, I also promised to show you some different methods that can really a lot of different approaches. So one is called inlineseosystem.com. Here's the course. Highly recommend this course here. And this is a brute force course. Just like, you know, this is a really a great system. See how much it is. At $97, you should grab it. It's a real steal at $97. It's an awesome course. Have it over here on my hard drive. I think that's it there. It's got PDF action modules. It's got videos with it. Everything, videos, PDFs, like here's an action module about your primary three methods of getting links, press releases, directory submissions. She's got a video on that. Offsite optimization, then your press releases, your directory, your article marketing strategy, and a little summary here. And even laying out little budget plans. For $200 to $500 in this and like little plans. It's really for $100 is unbelievable. Here's if you had $600, here's what you would do. You also recommend Brute Force. I haven't used the Brute Force by Peter Drees, so I don't know if I recommend it. I just don't know. Like you can try out what I would probably do on that is I would just go into the Warriors Forum services and hire someone who already uses it and pay him $20 or $40 or whatever to do it. But if you want the most comprehensive A to Z plan for really the authority site that will just dominate and crush, then this inline SEO is it. Really, white hat, not black hat, thorough, will be evergreen. See, a lot of these things, you kind of got to watch them. They're okay to use or try out, but you also got to be aware they're probably not evergreen. Google will probably nuke them after X period of time, so you didn't get the long-term benefits. This is a real long-term strategy here. The linking is all article marketing, press releases, you know, Google bait links. It's all stuff that's going to be totally evergreen. 5 years from now, your site will still have those backlinks. lot of this other stuff, you kind of got to watch it, even though I'm trying some of it out. But, you know, 5 years from now, a year from now, 2 years, those links will be long gone. You know, that's the thing. It helps if you put really good content on there. Let me show you another favorite site that I really think is a great site for training. A little bit different approach. Lisa's approach, in my opinion, is more long-term, and like she just crushes everything. Here at the Keyword Academy, what they're doing is more targeting more specific opportunities. But Terry Dean at terrydean.org is a friend of mine and uses this system, or at least part of this system. And this is a great little system here. Highly recommend it. I really like the way he does his private site here also. Well, I'm not batting very good today on passwords and stuff, am I? All right, there we go. So he's got the core videos over here. Let's just go, how to set up a $5,000 per month super site. You click it. There's your keyword research all laid out for you. This is cool. This is kind of how I'd like to set our site up a little bit. I'll show you what we're doing here in just 1 second. So you got the PDF and the MP3 and the WMV. Really a great site for SEO training. So I highly recommend it. Oh, I was going to show you our site. So we go over here to product. We've revamped some A-Team, and if you go and you log in, you should have now have, I don't even know if I have a password that can get in here. I don't think. If you log into your A-Team, you have now access to software. As long as you're paying, you it's one-click login now to the software programs. The only one we're having a problem with is push-button survey, and you've got to re-enter your username and password on it. But you should now have access to software, and we've also revamped how we're displaying the videos and stuff, and it should be better. Let's look at it. All right. So now we're putting, you know, the calls that we do here like this, and then when I raise the price, we'll be doing transcripts of them. I don't have a lot of transcripts now. Then we have our software. So you should just be able to click here and log in. Let's see if it works. Y'all see, we clicked and that just logged you right into the push button letter software. Push button email software. So now you have access to our software programs for your monthly fee. So that's what we're doing. It's still not like, I don't think it looks nearly as good as what we look at on the Keyword Academy. I think I've got still got to work on this some. Also, don't think I have my quick start in here. I'm going to get a quick start in there, some quick start training. But we're trying to improve this and work on it. See if our webinars are in here now. All right. Okay. See if Warrior Form ever came up. What is going on? Why can I not get into Warrior Form? Because if you need articles written, we're hiring writers off of Warrior Forum. I'm going to show you one other thing, and then we're going to wrap this up. Okay, I can't get in there. Forget about it. Let me just show you this. Google External Keyword Tool. All right. Oh, this is their. I don't like this new tool. I like the old one. All right. So we just want to take the phrase sales letters, and we only want phrases that contain the word sales letters. All right. So now just follow me on this. See all of these phrases here? All of these use the term sales letters, okay? So here's what I do. You just pop down here. See, I like the old one better. Can I like just not use this new one? It forced me, like I wasn't on this new one. Before you could just scroll down here and easily click to get a text file of them. No, I don't know if I can do that or not. Let me see if I go here to the end of it. All right. Well, somewhere on here I can download this as a text file. See, when Google improves things, I never think they improve them. I always feel like they take things away from you. They never improve them. They try to make it look like they're improving things. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, I don't know how to download these as a text thing. Oh, here it is. All right. Download all. That's what I want. Is that? See, before I could just do them as a text, TSV. I don't know what that is. Don't think that's text. All right, I don't know what TSV is. Well, anyway, you still do them as a CSV, even if you can't do them as text. You download it, and then you just take these to a writer, is the point of this. And you just have the writer produce articles on all of these. Well, I would omit like this, like apology letters is not about sales letters. I just write articles, though, on all of these others. Now, follow me on this. You actually want three articles written on each. One article will go to ezinearticles.com. One article will go on the blog. So I have a blog article on the blog, sales copywriter. Article goes to Ezine Articles, sales copywriter. Links to the second article on the blog for sales copywriter. The third one goes over to a Web 2.0 property, which you can do using SE Nuke, or you can just have what I do is just have my Filipina do it. Stick it on Hub Pages is good. And then you can link back to your article on eZine Articles from the hub page, and then you can also link over to your website. So you boost a little bit your eZine article, and then you can boost your website. So you get three articles written on each of these. So what we've done is, this is what we're doing over here at salesletters.com. And we're hiring. See, right now we don't have that many posts. We need a whole lot of content on here and a whole lot of articles. Right now we just have a few. So we're hiring a writer, some writers on from Warriors Forum to go in and write some articles that we can stick on here, submit them over to eDesign Articles, put Web 2.0 up on them, do them with ping.fm, and so forth. We're basically doing all the things that she teaches there in inline SEO, which is what we've already done over here on design-board.com/blog. This is a site we've built based on the inline SEO system. I don't like our template on it. I'm not really worried about that right now, though. We're just trying to build up our Google traffic on it. But this site right here, I can't. Hold on. Google's Firefox is not cooperating. Okay. This site right here was built using inline SEO. Here's our categories. And then within each category, like say web page, we don't have as many articles. We only have two articles there. We should have at least five. I got to talk to my Filipina about that. That's not right. Each of these is supposed to have five articles minimum in it. All right, so I'll talk to her about it. But anyway, that's what we're basically doing there. What course or courses do you recommend for writing, creating unique web content, learning to blog well? Well, as far as for writing articles, We'll go back here to Jonathan Leger. He has a little software program he wrote that helps you write articles fast and is actually really slick. The thing I don't like is it's not easy to find his products on here. How do I find his products? Somewhere on here, though, in his products, he has a product that helps you write your articles, and it's really slick. It goes into like Google, the Google questions or whatever that is, and gives you a bunch of the posts that relate specifically to that keyword phrase. Really a great little tool for writing your articles. So I would go wherever that stupid thing is, I would go in here and find it. I can't find it. That's number one. Then my friend Jason Fladlin. Now, first of all, if you have the money, just hire it out to a warrior. Because you can get them done for $2 an article, $5 an article, $3 an article. Get a freelancer.com. You can get them done for $2 an article. But if you want to do it yourself, Flads here has a product about writing articles in like 10 minutes that's really good. Well, that one's not it. Somewhere he has a thing about writing articles in 10 minutes. Jason Fladlin. It's in here somewhere. You can find it. As far as the blogging, if you're a member of the, it's $20 to join the WAR forum in Marketing Warriors, and there's a product in there called Super Simple Blogging that you get for free. And you just join $20 for the Warrior Forum and get all these free products in there. This is a really great little blogging product right here. I guess you got some free tutorials here, but then he has a paid version that's the upsell. But this is really a good, very simple, good little course. How many words per article? If they're going on your website, Mike, 500. If it's going over to ezinearticles.com and you've got a three-word or less anchor text phrase, then you could do 250 to 350 words on the article. So the link is above the fold. If the keyword phrase is over three words, I think you got to have a 500 word article to be able to have an anchor text that exceeds three words. On your site, you want 500 word articles. We're getting those written. A high-quality writer from Warriors is doing articles for us for $7 each, but they're really very nice articles, 500-word articles. You can get them cheaper than that, down to five or even less. But I wanted on the website, I wanted real high-quality articles, so I don't mind paying seven or even possibly 10 if they're really just great, great articles. When you're starting out, you know, you may not have that budget, so you just go with what you've got. Over here at getafreelancer.com, you can also hire writers cheap. Hire about anything here cheap. Now, also let me remind you about this, is like there's different ways to get traffic. And so I'm just trying to save you a lot of education. This is not my number one way for you to get traffic. Here's the thing about SEO. SEO. Slow. You know, if you really know what you're doing and you're really good, you can start getting traffic in like 30 days. But in general, this is a slow method. Your best traffic, you create a product, and then you get affiliates. And you can do a product launch. That's your best, cheapest traffic, fastest traffic. It's fast, cheap, because you don't pay till after a sale. And you can get huge traffic that way. SEO, it's a long-term strategy, very long-term, slow, but it's free. And over time, it can really count. And I'll show you that. go here to terrydean.org. If you check Terry's Alexa, it's below 60,000, I think, now. And all he's doing here, his whole site here is built really on the Keyword Academy approach. This is really a Keyword Academy type. Now, Terry has his own methods. He's an expert in and of himself, but he kind of follows and ascribes to a lot of the Keyword Academy principles or concepts. I don't know if he uses theirs or they use his. I'm not sure which, because he has consulting clients. But, you know, he's been doing this. It took him now, I think, a year or two to build that traffic back up, because he sold his prior business. But you can build it up, but it's slow. That first 6 months are real slow doing SEO. But if you're blogging anyway, you're doing articles like this to your list and then posting them on your blog, and you're doing that anyway, then why not do proper SEO, target good keywords, and so forth? Why not? Terry specifically targets keywords here. So a whole bunch of these are specifically targeted keywords. But he does it really clever. Like, I can't often tell what he's targeting and what he's not targeting. I'm guessing internet marketing facts here. Scarcity and advertising, I don't think he's targeting anything there. Joint venture vampires, no. So it's hard. I mean, he's really clever how he does. I just happen to know that he's targeting specific keywords on purpose. I suppose, though, that you can see in the title of the article. Let's see if it shows up here. No? Like, I really don't know how to tell when he's targeting keywords and when he's not. I just know that he's targeting because we talked about it on the phone. Do you always have a blog for each of your individual sites? I don't know how you can have time to do that when you start churning out a lot of products, Mike. You could have a blog and stick like 10 articles up there, and it'd probably be a good idea. But unless you're really a great project manager, to be having constant refreshing content from freelancers for all your different sites, once you get 50 sites, just sounds like a total nightmare. I mean, like what Terry has one blog, this is it. This is it. And then off of this, he spins off his different products and everything. He links off to his different products. Somewhere on here are his products. Like there. See, here are the products. So everything just centers around this one blog. I think trying to keep up 30, 40, 50 blogs would be just impossible. How do you point your links from your articles on your blog? How do you point your links from your articles on your blog, eZine, homepage? What points to what? Well, you submit to eZine articles, and then that's going to point back to the article on the blog. The Web 2.0, there is no right or wrong, first of all. There's a million ways to do it, so there is no right or wrong way. What a lot of people do is they'll have an article on Hub Pages. One link will go back to eZine articles, and then one link will go to the same keyword phrase to an article on the blog. So, like, let's say here, internet marketing courses. You out of an eZine article called eZine Marketing Courses that would link to here. And you would have a Hub Pages that pointed to the article on eZine articles, and then that also linked to here, two links. He's targeting here, because you can see the word here, he's targeting internet marketing courses with this, absolutely. And he probably has an article on ezinearticles.com for that same phrase, I'm guessing. see if we see internet marketing courses here. Here's an article by Terry on Hub Pages. That would be worth reading. I don't know. He's got 10 pages of articles here. So you can also tell keywords he's targeting, right, by you click his articles. You go down here, and then you look for the anchor. Wow, that's weird. Click here for site. See, to me, that should be keyword anchor text of, you know, internet marketing lifestyle or whatever. Whatever. Oh, that's not Terry. I was going to say that. I don't think Terry would do that. Thought that was Terry. Somebody else wrote an article about Terry. All right. See if Terry wrote this. No. All right. Well, anyway, we got to wrap this up today. That's enough questions for today. But what you can study, if you have more questions on that, go over here to Terry's website and study and look and see what he did and how he did it. And you can learn an awful lot just by looking at examples of different people. Another good one to go to is CourtneyTuttle.com. He's the guy behind Keyword Academy. It's down for maintenance right now. But look, after he gets it back up, look at how he does stuff there. And you will learn an awful lot by that. All right, we got to wrap this up today. I will try to have Tim get this up on the site ASAP. Thank you all. I will see everyone in 2 weeks. Bye for now.